Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we meditate on Matthew 2, our Gospel reading, and the theme of searching for Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to worship you this day, as we come to hear your word, we pray that you would be at work through it in our lives, that you would send us your Holy Spirit to strengthen our faith and to guide us in our lives of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People always seem to be searching for something. Whether it's the car keys in the bag or the remote control behind the couch or a particular item at the supermarket. I'm often searching for my glasses and usually they're right here. People always seem to be searching for something. We search for the right car. We search for the right job. We search for the right house. We search for the right Christmas present in December and then sometimes the right receipt in January if we didn't happen to find it. We're constantly searching. Searching. We're searching on a deeper level too. We search for meaning. We search for answers to our big questions. We search for purpose. We search for happiness. We search for joy, contentment, all kinds of things. We search for God, even if we don't tend to put it in those terms. We search for God. And that's what the Magi in today's Bible reading were searching for as well. We don't actually know a great deal about them. We don't know how many there were exactly, although the carols tend to tell us what they think. We don't know their social status, whether they were actually kings, which is sometimes what people say. We don't know exact timing of when they entered the story of Jesus' early life. Most of that is conjecture too. But what we do know about them are the details of their searching, the details of the journey they took towards finding Christ and what happened to them along the way. So that's what I want us to focus on today and what we can learn about our searching from their searching. Our looking for answers, looking for meaning, looking for purpose, looking for God from what happened to them along their way. So I just want to step through their search as the search sets off, as the search meets Scripture, as the search stumbles, and as the search is eventually satisfied. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." So what we do know about the Magi is that they're from the east, from ancient Babylon, modern-day Iraq, that kind of area, and that they're stargazers. They're probably into a mixture of what we would call astronomy and astrology, so the laws and patterns of the stars and the messages of the stars. And in the ancient world, those were considered pretty much the same discipline, whereas these days they're a bit more distinct. The Hawaiian Pigeon Bible calls them the smart guys who know plenty about the stars. That's probably a pretty good summation of who they are. Now, what's interesting about the Magi is that everywhere else in the Bible, this word Magi has negative connotations. We hear the word often these days positively, but in those days it was often negative. So they were the foreigners, the outsiders, the idolaters, the sorcerers, all those kinds of things. That's who the Magi were. So these are not the sort of people we expect to be searching for Jesus. That fact alone is meant to surprise us and make us sit up and take notice of their story. Something has sparked their interest. Some sign in the sky, some star, something in their world has pushed them beyond their world. Something in their experience has made them seek something beyond their experience and look elsewhere for answers. The Lord works in mysterious ways, and He has ways of taking us from where we are to where He is. And He has ways of speaking to us through our experiences, our rational thoughts, or the created world, or dreams, or visions, relationships, questions, successes, difficulties, ill health, whatever it might be. God can work in and through the great variety of human experiences to kind of tap us on the shoulder and say, come search, seek, look for something else, for something more. That's what we see happening with the Magi at the start of today's reading. Next, their search meets Scripture. Now, first it meets Herod. We're going to come back to Herod in a minute. It meets Scripture. And this is a really key part of the journey. And it's a key part which is overlooked in almost every traditional retelling of the story. So we often forget about it. The star triggers their search, but it only gets them so far. Eventually, they need to come into contact with something more concrete, something that can direct them more clearly to where they are to go. And so between them and Herod and the chief priests and the teachers of the law, they get together and they start to search the Scriptures for where this child was to be born, where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, for that is what the prophet has written, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." In Bethlehem, again, it's familiar to us, it seems expected to us, but in those days, this would have been one of the most unexpected places for the Messiah to be born. Bethlehem. It's like the Maroc of the ancient world. If you don't know where Maroc is, that makes the point, right? No one knew where Bethlehem was. It was out of the way. It was out of the way. It was not the place you expect a king to come from. But there it was, sitting in Scripture the whole time. It was sort of dormant in the prophetic writings, just waiting to be discovered, rediscovered. It was there the whole time. And now it was being fulfilled in the birth of Christ. Friends, this is why we should never stop searching the Scriptures, consulting, studying, reading, learning, relearning God's Word in all its fullness, because it has that ability to draw us ever closer to God. The Magi, they kind of enroll in like a small group Bible study with Herod and the chief priests and the teachers of the law. Would have been an interesting Bible study group to be part of. And there they are, looking into Scripture. Different motivations, different intentions, but there they are, reading the Word, trying to discover where this child was to be born. Now they're getting close. Now they're getting warm. But the search stumbles. Almost at the final hurdle, the search stumbles. What happened? Did they say the wrong thing? Did they trust the wrong people? Perhaps. The search stumbles. It stumbles over sin. It stumbles over Herod. One commentator describes Herod like this. He was racially Arab, religiously Jewish, culturally Greek, and politically Roman. He was this mixture, this mixed bag. And he was a tyrant. He was a king who didn't want to hear about any other king in his kingdom, unless for all the wrong reasons. So he tries to manipulate the Magi into leading him to Jesus so that he might kill him. Caesar Augustus once said of Herod, "It's better to be Herod's pig than Herod's son." Trying to explain how brutal and merciless this character was in Scripture and in his society. My dad would have called him mad as a meat axe. One of my dad's favorite expressions. Mad as a meat axe. That's what Herod was like. And so the search stumbles over him. The search stumbles over sin. Our seeking, our searching, our spiritual seeking and searching always stumbles over sin, whether it's ours or that of other people, whether it's our desire for power or control or success at all costs, whether it's our tendency to manipulate others to do our bidding or to bring about our will, whether it's our disregard for more vulnerable people, which is what Herod shows ultimately, whatever it might be. Sometimes, on the other hand, our search stumbles over the sin of others because people dissuade us or discourage us or disappoint us in our searching. And that too is a stumbling block, makes it hard. But the Magi encourage us to persist. I mean, they know Herod's up to something, but it doesn't change their searching. It changes how they search, but it doesn't change that they search, and it certainly doesn't change who they search for. So the search continues. The search goes on. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they'd seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. So you get these unlikely characters going on this unlikely search to this unlikely place, seeing this unlikely star and finding this unlikely scene of a peasant mother with her child in Bethlehem, of all places. And when they arrive, the text says they are overwhelmed with joy. Overwhelmed with joy. Why? Because they found him, because they've arrived, because they got there, because God got them there. Because their search is being satisfied. And so in his presence, all the gifts and all the worship and all the homage and everything will never seem like enough. It's always just a small token of the satisfaction of their search. People are constantly searching. We're constantly searching. We search for different things, but we have in common the fact that we search for answers, we search for purpose, we search for meaning, we search for forgiveness, we search for help, we search for direction, and on it goes. The good news in today's text is that all the signs and all the scriptures and the Holy Spirit all point us to one place, to Bethlehem. They all encourage us to seek and find our deepest answers in this Emmanuel, God with us, God in our midst, God in our presence. They all invite us to seek and find satisfaction at the cross where Christ made satisfaction for our sins. They all call us into the communion of saints, the gathering of God's people, where we bring our gifts and where He gives us His gifts, forgiveness, life, and salvation. And where we find in him, like the Magi did, overwhelming and everlasting joy in his presence. So my friends, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are all searching for something, and ultimately we are searching for you, for your purpose, for your meaning, for your will, for your forgiveness, for your grace, for your love, and for your peace. And today you show us where we can find it, the place we know where to find it, in Bethlehem, in your Son, in Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to continue coming back to him time and time again with our gifts and our worship. And help us to work for and with those around us who are searching. We all have people in our families and our friendship circles who we know are looking for something. Help us to help them look for you, to not be a stumbling block to them, but to encourage them, affirm them, assist them, lead them like that star, ever gently towards the light of the world, your Son, Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.